Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dave, it is time for your trivia question about the show you co-host.
I'm very well prepared for this moment.
All right, so here is your trivia question. Dave, what day of the week was
Tuesday.
Our first episode released on?
Oh, that's easy.
Yes.
Monday. Monday?
Why'd you change your answer?
Which one?
What day of the week was our first episode released on?
I'm going to go with Monday because I know you want me to get this wrong.
Okay. that's wrong. It was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday?
It's always been Tuesday.
Why didn't you mention that before?
I don't know why I'd have to.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Please check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media at unseemlyquestions.com.
Every Tuesday.
Welcome to... yeah, every Tuesday. All right, here we go. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Vernado. This is my sidekick, Dave Rosinski. We've got a great contestant on the show today. Everybody put your hands together for Nina Lisandrello.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show. Turn on your camera. Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. We also have a great studio audience. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Rojo Perez and Chanel Ali. Wonderful. Yay. Wonderful. Thank you for coming. All right. Nina, I'm going to tell you how the show works, and then we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get, I will decide whether or not your appearance on the show is worth giving you $5. You ready to get started?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Henry's ready too.
All right, Henry. Henry is a dog for people who are just listening to this. There's a dog in the frame. So just so you know.
An Ewok dog.
Check out the YouTube video, I guess.
Yes, check out the frame that we have on film.
Great, Dave. Great add-in. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's time for question number one. Question number one. Can you beatbox?
Can I beatbox?
Yes.
When drunk. When drunk, I can do anything.
When you're drunk, you can do it. Have you ever beatboxed when you're drunk? Have you ever beatboxed? All right, I'm gonna say no.
Well, that was like an interesting.
That's okay. It's fine. You don't have to.
I want to.
I understand that too. I absolutely understand that too. I've always wanted to beatbox as well. I'm okay at it. I have friends who are professional at it. So standing next to them, they just laugh at me. So it is what it is.
And you think that's what they're laughing about?
Yes. Dave, I do. All right. It is. I'm going to say no bell on that question. So we're going to move on to question number two. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
Hey, I am an actress and producer, and I have an activity book coming out with Victor.
That is true.
That America needs.
Exactly. We are publishing an activity and coloring book together. It's going to be awesome. You'll see. All right. Great. And it is now time for question number two. Question number two. What was your first acting gig?
Oh my God, what was my first acting gig? It has to be Law and Order, right? Yes, it was one of the Law and Orders called Conviction, and shortly after, it was canceled.
Oh really? That was your first acting gig? Like you were, so were you like a body on it?
No, I had auditioned for them so many times that they finally called me and they were like, look, we have a character who was raped. She has three lines. Like they didn't even make me audition. They're like, just it's yours. And then I did it, and then the show was canceled.
So did it never aired?
Oh, no, it aired.
Oh, it aired. Okay.
But well, it was then canceled. Yeah.
All right. That was actually a surprise to me I think the way you said it made me think at first that you were like one of the leads in a show that got canceled. That was your first acting gig. I was like, that was your first? How? But I guess it, you know what? I'm going to give you a bell because you confused me. There you go.
Nice.
Thanks.
Not a problem. Congratulations. All right. It is time for question number three. Question number three. You versus a medium-sized wolf. Who would win?
Me. Me, because I'm
you?
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. You think that being crazy scares wolves?
I think being crazy gets you out of dangerous situations, because that's what my aunt taught me when I was in high school, living in New York City. Mm-hmm. She was like, look, man, you know, you got people coming at you. You gotta wild out sometimes. Nobody yeah. wants to f*** go crazy. So, you know, that, it would be that, interesting to see, like, yeah.
I was just going to say that makes sense on the subway, but against the wolf, you know, you can't be like, I'm oh so crazy, wolf. You know, they wouldn't get it.
Maybe I'm just curious about the heights of crazy that would be reached. I don't know.
That's
like,
you know,
howling,
that,
maybe.
I feel like the question is, like, can you throw a medium wolf? Like, do you feel confident and strong enough that you could throw it, you know?
I think enough adrenaline's going through. Yeah, a couple wolf.
I don't take that from the question at all. That can you throw a wolf?
Like, it's coming at you.
Uh-huh.
And you grab it and you chuck it. Yeah, yeah.
Can you dodge a wolf?
Victor, everybody knows this.
All right. Okay. You know what? I don't know why I'm late on the wolf throwing thing.
I didn't know either, honestly.
But now you're prepared, Victor.
Thank you. You know what? I'm going to give you a bell because now I'm prepared for a wolf attack. You can barely get that bell. There we go. Throw.
We are saving lives.
All right. It is time for question number four. Question number four. How much do you believe in magic?
Well, I read tarot cards, so I really f*** with some magic. I love magic.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love all the energy, frequencies, reading rooms. You know how it is. Y'all know how it is. You walk in, you could feel it. There's a magic there. They call it intuition, whatever you want to call it. It surrounds us. It brought us together today.
Yeah. Harry Potter shit.
Have you always been into magic?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When I was a kid, I went to the library and I would just read about astrology all day. So I've always been into majestic realms and all that.
What about Magic the Gathering? You play?
I don't. See, that's the thing. Like magic isn't really my thing, but I'm more into the spiritual stuff.
I used to read, not astrology, but I used to read Greek mythology. Yes. Or actually mythology from any
mythology that's out there,
from every culture, all these
such an enlightened mythologist.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. I feel like you're not being sincere.
I am.
All right, I'm gonna give you a bell, just to quiet Dave. All right,
it works.
It is time for question number five. Question number five. Are you cool because you drank cereal milk early?
Yeah. God, I've been saying so many F-bombs. Absolutely.
It's okay. Rachel has to edit them out.
Right.
But she, I mean, but I encourage you to swear as much as you would normally swear.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. I even pay for cereal milk now at Milk Bar. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they have the frozen... Mm-hmm. The whole thing, yeah. Cereal milk for life. Absolutely.
And you were drinking cereal milk early. Like, Rachel was actually scouring through your Instagram and she saw a picture. Rachel, why don't you explain?
Oh, you really scrolled.
What's your cereal? Captain?
Go ahead and explain, Rachel.
Yeah, so I was looking through your Instagram to help write some questions for this episode, and I saw that you were an early one on the cereal milk trend. You were there at the beginning of it. You were there at like the invention of Christina Tosi's fame. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Thank you for seeing me, Rachel. Thank you.
I feel like Rachel is your biggest cereal milk fan.
It's true. Okay. When I saw that you got that in 2012, I started freaking out.
Wow, you went all the way that far back?
Yeah.
That is a
I did that for all of you, actually. Rachel. Everyone on this show, I went through all your social media.
Yeah, Dave, you know how to use Instagram?
No, not really, but we don't have to talk about it on the show.
All right.
All right. I'm going to say no bell because the conversation got away from us. So no bell.
Dang.
All right. Now it is time for question number six. Okay. Question number six is actually a trivia question from the show that you starred in, Beauty and the Beast. It's a trivia question from the show that you starred in, Beauty and the Beast. On Wikipedia, what is the genre of the Beauty and the Beast TV series?
I hope it's comedy. That was salty. Is it sci-fi?
That is close-ish.
Is it bromance?
I'm going to say, you know, no bell on this question. You did not get the answer correctly, but here is the correct answer. It is Canadian-American science fiction police procedural television series.
Exactly what it was. No comedy.
That you had those all together.
You better ring that bell.
Ring that bell.
It is a Canadian American.
Ring that bell.
Ring that bell.
All right, all right, everybody. All right, everybody. Here's the bell that I will not ring. Okay.
We took the wolves, we grew them.
Great job. Great job. Answering all six questions. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where they can find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Nina Lissandrello. That's it. Don't make me spell it.
You said Lissandrello.
Smell it.
I've been saying your name wrong, and I asked you, and you told me I said it right.
Right. No, because you're pronouncing it the way you're actually supposed to. It's such a long last name. I'm always just like, Lissandrello, let's just get out of here.
Oh,
so
let's just get out.
You know what? Properly. Okay. I'm sorry I came at you like that then.
No, what, properly? Like a gentleman? Never apologize for that.
All right. So
you're a classy
time...
guy.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's time to decide whether or not you get $5. As we always do, we canvass the room. Dave, what do you think? Should Nina get $5?
I'm going to vote yes because she looks at you in a weird way about like all that nice stuff she just said about you. So, yeah.
All right. What do you think? What do you think, Chanel? Should Nina get $5?
Yeah, I think we have to just because I've paid more than that for like worse beatboxing. So it's like.
Wow. Thanks, Chanel.
You just gotta give it to her.
And what do you think, Rojo? Should Nina get $5?
Yeah, just on hearing this whole Lissandrello situation. You've been dealing with this your whole life. Yeah, the least you can get is $5 for the name.
All right. There you go.
Thanks, Rojo.
I think that all those are pretty good cases, but let's hear what our producer Rachel thinks. Rachel, what do you think? Should Nina get $5?
I think she's going to need that $5 so that we can go on a trendy dessert date.
That's what? Right, Rachel.
Did I tell you? Right. I've told you before not to hit on the guests. Didn't I?
No, do
I
it.
I told you that before.
I dude, would Rachel, do anything for trendy desserts.
Don't you dare first time.
Fade away, Rachel.
All right.
Shoot it.
All right. Okay, fade. Rachel.
Rachel for
okay.
The save. Thank you,
down,
Rachel.
Down, Rachel. Down. All right, Nina. What do you think? Should you get $5?
Yes.
I think I should get. I think Henry should get it, and I
Henry.
Have to buy Rachel
wow.
A cookie.
You know what? No $5. Oh. You know, you passing your $5 is not possible. We just witnessed it a second ago. No $5 for you. But thank you so much for being
Blarg!
On the show.
Dang.
Let's find
there
out.
There goes your future.
Let's wrap it up here. Dave, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned for very good reason why this ain't the let's win $5 to buy Rachel a cookie show. That's not what this is, Nina. In case that's what you thought, what show you thought you were coming on, it's not this one.
All right. Check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com.
A podcast network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.